Big Match Replay.
Just on the left-hand side with Macclesfield, just stepping over the halfway line now, but they've given the ball up to Rita Johnson, who controls it. He looks to play the pass early, and he finds Chris McGuire, the defender, just about beaten with that one. Number 26 tries to get back, which is Andy Halls, but the shot will come in from Chris McGuire! Into the bottom corner! Very similar to the effort he had against Leeds United. They were saved by Paddy Kenny, but this time he beats the keeper. Taylor, with the outstretched hand, couldn't keep it out, and Wednesday made a great start in this FA Cup third round replay. They lead by a goal to nil.
Tremendous finish. I think you can tell that he's eager to get forward, get on the end of the ball that Reed has played, got himself turned, faced the defender up, and perhaps you want the goalie to do slightly better than near post, but no, great finish.
He's not afraid to have a go from distance. He's scored some pretty good goals in his career. I remember seeing one I think he got for Scotland where he popped it in from the halfway line.
Yes, he's, and he's, well, he's not tired of telling us about that one either. But what you like to see is the fact that it's very, very basic. Turn, run at the goal, have a shot. It's sometimes as simple as that.
Oh, hang on, what's going on? He's given a penalty. Well, Joe Mattock is the man who's... certainly not happy about it. They're going across towards the linesman.
No, he's initially caught himself out of position there, Joe. He's stepped up and the rest of the back four stayed there, hence the fact the ball's gone over his head. And then as the right wing has faced him up, I think it's more of that ball to Hanman where it's been drilled to him and he can't really get out of the way. But when it's that kind of close to the linesman, I don't think you're going to see anything else.
Well, 1-0 we said. This game was still alive, wasn't it, for them to come back into it. They haven't taken other chances, and now Bowden, I think he's the man spotting up to potentially strike an equaliser, former Sheffield United youngster.
It's been a lot more open this second half anyway.
Martinez facing up then to try and keep this one out. What's he like at penalties quickly?
Hopefully it's fantastic and he saves it.
Making sure everyone's out of the area. Bowden will come forward now and he strikes it and he scores it. The goalkeeper goes the other way, just rolled really past the goalkeeper. He couldn't keep that one out. And in 64 minutes, Macclesfield, it's game on, aren't they? They're right back in this contest. It's 1-1.
Yeah, it's been a lot more open this second half. I'm not saying that we've been kind of backs to the wall or anything like that, but when it's not been as solid as it has been in the first half, we've been looking to get back into the game. Hopefully this instruction to JJ will liven things up a little bit, and there's plenty of an even more attacking option with him coming on the pitch.
Palmer's going to try and pull something out of the bag perhaps, just works it on for Kieran Lee. Just a little step over and then just drags it back, just under the foot there of Chris McGuire. He's able to retrieve the situation. He will get the cross in, it's a low one that's dealt with, cleared away, and Macclesfield will again look to build with Kay. Goes backwards towards Andrew, goes forward and knocked over there was Holroyd, but no free kicks doing.
Cleaned it well by Sami though.
Again with Chris McGuire. Back for Leuvens. Inside his own half. He's asking who wants the ball. In the end, he gives it short.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. Not giving it away. Just a couple of seconds before someone makes themselves available. As long as someone does make themselves available, we're okay.
Controlled and brought down by JJ. Rides the tackle as the slide was made.
He puts in pass.
Magoma now on the angle. Jack Magoma fires into the bottom corner, second goal for Wednesday. I think he's been looking for more goals, and what a time to get one. Wednesday back ahead in this FA Cup third round replay. Relief around Hillsborough.
Absolutely, I think that's the main emotion at this second in time. Very similar to what happened about 2 or 3 minutes ago when JJ got pulled down for the free kick. This time he's seen Jackson's space. Straight pass for a diagonal run, bottom corner finished by Jack's left foot, fantastic.
Yeah, the goalkeeper couldn't get there, right into the corner it was.
No, timing of it's perfect as well. Just as they're building up a head of steam, nips it in the bud, perhaps deflates them a little bit, and hopefully we push on from here.
Well, Wednesday have a chance to motor forward now with Magoma. He's looking to run at the fullback, but the fullback I thought was going to get there. He doesn't manage to get anything on it though. Lays it off towards Jermaine Johnson.
Yes.
Bottom corner. The cup tie is done and dusted, and Wednesday are off into the fourth round. They've got 25 yards out, he arrows into the corner, the goalkeeper can't get anywhere near it, and JJ does what he was brought on to do.
Absolutely.
Make this game safe.
Doesn't do tap-ins, does he, JJ? It's a tremendous finish. I thought it would slow the attack down too much, but no, when you've got that type of fit and he gets himself half a yard, tremendous finish.
Well, I'll tell you what, you'll be getting the news about Stuart getting the job now, because Gary Greensmith says he's decided that he's going to get the job now.
Gary has, well, as long as
Gary Greensmith has decided.
Quite easily swayed. Does the gem.
So Well, there you go, Gary, you've spoken. We'll make sure that's passed on as the delivery goes into the box. And the header from Miguel Nieto goes into the net. I don't know whether the defender gets a touch on the line. He might have just touched it in himself.
I think he was going in anyway, but he carried it across the line there.
Connor just tried to keep it out, but he couldn't do that. And all of a sudden, 4-1 looks very comfortable.
Yeah, fairly routine by the end of it, but I suppose everyone that's been here and watched, there's been times when we've been edge of our seats, biting our nails and a little bit grumpy. But no, we've, like you said, ridden the storm and out the other side of it now.
Nice work tonight, Brutz. That's what the Owls Talk chat room has been saying.
Oh, Tom, thank you very much.
Here is Jermaine Johnson. He's going to get away from his man, and he hits one again. The keeper's wondering where that's going to go. It's swerving in front of him, and the full-time whistle has blown. Wednesday are through to the fourth round of the FA Cup, and a trip to Rochdale it is next, who knocked out Leeds.
Well, yeah, he knits together pretty well. Pretty comprehensive by the end of it, I think.